The number of births registered here continues to fall, down over a fifth in the 10 years since 2012. More than 57,500 births were registered in 2022, which is an annual birth rate of 11.3 per 1,000 of population, compared to 15.7 per 1,000 in 2012. This compares to more than 71,000 births back in 2012. Well, let's talk to statisticians with the CSO, Sean O'Connor, who joins us now. So this is a pretty well-established pattern, Sean, that we're seeing in relation to our birth rate.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Brian. Yes, so as you pointed out, the number of births registered has been falling over the last 10 years. So, as you say, there was over 72,000 in 2012 and just over close to 57,000 in 2022. I suppose it's been falling every year over the last 10 years.
And in terms of who's giving birth, are the ages of parents getting that bit older as well?
Yes. Yeah, so if we look at, say, the average age of a mother who gave birth in 2012, it was 31.9 years of age, whereas in 2022 it was 33.2. So it's the average age of a mother giving birth has increased over that period of time.
Are we though recording enough births to replicate the population, in fact to sustain an increase in population?
So I suppose if we take the births and the deaths and look at, say, the natural increase, so that's the births less the deaths, in 2012 the natural increase was 43,377, so births less deaths, whereas in 2022 that gap has narrowed to just over 22,000. So the natural increase again is falling of births less deaths.
And are we seeing, just in relation to deaths, the COVID pandemic effect in this? Because you do record, I think, the numbers of people who died last year. I don't know if the record is dying from COVID, but certainly with COVID.
Yes, so I suppose we publish detailed statistics on the underlying causes of death. So if we look at the 35,000 or so deaths which were registered in 2022, around 1,800, or to be precise, 1,848, were COVID-related or COVID-accounted, which in proportion sense was just over 5% of registered deaths in 2022.
What about marriage? What's happening in relation to our practice in relation to marriage?
Yeah, so for the registered marriages in 2022, there was over 23,000. And if we look back then, 10 years previously, there was around 20,000 marriages, or 20,000 marriages registered in 2012. And just talking about 2022, so in terms of the 23,000 marriages, there was just over 22,555 opposite sex marriages and 618 same sex marriages last year.
I'm sorry, was there, Sean, a definite COVID effect there? People who deferred their plans to get married and were now getting ahead that the pandemic was over and they could have their friends in the same room?
Well, I suppose if we look back over the years, so say in 2019, there was around 20,300 marriages. And then if we look at, so it's 2020, where I suppose the onset of the COVID pandemic occurred, there was only 9,500 marriages. And then I suppose in 22, it's jumped up again to 23,000 or so marriages. So perhaps there was a COVID impact in terms of the number of marriages registered over the last number of years, or marriage ceremonies that occurred.
Very good. Perhaps indeed. Sean O'Connor from the CSO, thanks indeed for that. After the break, we'll be looking ahead to the homeless figures, which are due very shortly.